This is CliffCentral.com. Ladies love. Oh, we know love. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
DJ is invading your eardrum.
O'Neal.
With the hottest exclusive.
O'Neal.
Worldwide.
Is you drunk? Is you had enough? Are you here looking for love? Ooh, got the club going crazy. All these bitches but my eyes on you. Is you somebody, baby? If you ain't, girl, what we gon' do?
If you ain't gon' need it, baby.
We was the flies up in the building.
We was
counting this money, loving the feeling. Look at you now, in love with a hitter. But now it's all eyes on me, and it all lies on me. To say something to your pretty ass, some hood shit, what you looking at? Cause I'm good for that. Breaking bags, I'm good for that. Might just be your blood for that. You might fall in love with that, got love for that. What's your name? Who you with? Where you from? You the shit. Choose and pick, get the right one. All these chicks got the light one. All these hits, you got the light one. All these bottles got the lights up. All these mouths got the white one. What you gonna do? Hide them front. Whoa! You ready?
Baby, is you drunk? Is you had enough? Are you here looking for love? Ooh,
got the club going crazy. All these bitches but my eyes on you. Is you somebody, baby? If you ain't, girl, what we gon' do?
Was the realest, I was the baddest, we was the illest. When he approached me, I said, yo, what the deal is? In and out them dealers, rocking chinchillas. I got him in the back of that back, I think he catching feelings. Now it's all eyes on us, and it's all lies on trust. And if them bitches wanna trip, tell them they tour guides on us. This kitty cat on reclusive, he duck ducking them gooses. I put him on in that new, now he only fuck with exclusives. He was like,
what's your name?
My name Nick.
Where you from?
New York and this bitch.
Choose and pick.
You got the right one, all them hoes ain't nothing like them. Nigga, you know you never wiped them. None of them niggas ain't never hit this. Still at the top of all they hit list. What they gon' do? Meek and Nick.
Baby, is you drunk? Is you had enough? Are you here looking for love?
We was the illest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was the realest.
I was the baddest.
We was the flyest, up in the better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, man, welcome to it. This is Double OC. We're rocking to the sounds of... Look, I think Meek Mill is a shit rapper, but this is a hot song. This time around, he's featuring his girlfriend, Nicki Minaj, also Chris Brown, saving the song, obviously, which is what Chris Brown does. Kicked off the show with Lil Wayne, a song called Glory. Welcome to the very first edition of Double OC. For 2 hours, as always, I'm not rolling solo, hanging out with my boy Junior on keys. How you doing, Junior? Let me just sort you out real quick. Are you good?
I'm good, man.
Are you ready for 2 hours?
Yo, man.
You're excited,
yo,
aren't you?
Excited, man.
Look, it's going to be a blockbuster.
Yeah,
it's going to be the greatest grossing show of all time. 2 hours of epicness, nothing but epicness. But before I introduce any of our artists for the day, I would like to welcome from Botswana, Fish Babalinga. here on behalf of Gaborone International Music Festival. I had an opportunity to listen to him speak to Gareth this morning. Did you hear the madness that goes on in the morning?
Yeah.
There was a song about vaginas and dicks, like, it was ridiculous, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's truly unscripted radio, as you guys call it, you know.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
Fish, welcome, man. When did you get here?
I got here yesterday.
Okay.
You know, sort of this time yesterday. So, Joburg is an expensive city, man. It's, I make sure I spend as few hours as I can and I go back.
It depends on which part of Joburg you are. The problem is when you're here, you come to the north, you go to Sandton.
Listen, you pay for parking here. We don't pay for parking in Botswana.
I know what you mean. It's always such a painful experience for me because I'm from Botswana. It's like, hey.
Yeah, we just park situation. And go. Yeah, you need to have 10 rents at least.
In fact, I hide. Like, I need to bring my mother here, but I can't let her see me paying for parking. She'd be so upset and say, listen, you need to come back home because this is madness.
Petrol is expensive.
Yo, but so, fortunately, you know, it has gone down briefly, though.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, now, for the benefit of those who have no idea what we're talking about, Botswana's annual international music festival, known as Gaborone International Music Festival, is back again. This takes place on Saturday, 5th September 2015 in Gaborone, featuring the likes of Mafiki Zolo, Kulichana, Gareth Cliff will also be on the decks. I'll also be on the decks. There are plenty of artists from across the continent who will be featured this time around. Let's just get a brief breakdown on Gaborone International Music Festival. When did it start, Fish?
It started last year. This is the second edition we're hosting this year. And yeah, you know, the background to it is, you know, as Gaborone, we needed to also have a major event that happens in our country. I mean, any major city in the world you go to, they have a big music event that they do, from your Harare, Mbabane to Malawi, everywhere. So yeah, we needed to do something that will show the region we are there, you know.
I think one thing that needs to be highlighted is the fact that this is beyond just a festival. It's more than a festival, and it goes on over a period of a week. Please talk to us about that.
Yeah, it starts on Monday, finishes on Sunday. On Monday, we're going to have an artist workshop where we have various speakers lined from South Africa, Botswana, you know, government, corporates, everybody. We all come in and see how we can influence or better shape the industry in Botswana. We have dinner the following day on Wednesday. We then get into poetry, which will be, you know, in at Botswana Craft. Then we have choral music on Thursday. Friday we have comedy. I'm quite excited because we have Basket Mouth from Nigeria. He's a big comedian. He's also coming to the comedy in Botswana, as well as Dignesh, who's very big in Botswana. Then Saturday, you know, we have the likes of O'Neill. I'm sure in Botswana they haven't heard you play in a while. So
we're
looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah.
Of course, with Gareth Cliff from Cliff Central. But we also have a lot of other artists from, you know, one from Zimbabwe called Ja Praiser.
Yeah.
Quite a lot from Botswana, you know. South Africa, as you mentioned, Mafiki Zolo, Kulichana,
etc.
So it's truly an international event on the Saturday. Then Sunday, we cap it off with the jazz. We have Ringo, we have Kyle Shepard from Cape Town, you know, we have Situnya Maele and Mposibina from Botswana.
Okay.
So yeah, it's gonna be, you know, there's everything for everyone.
Okay, now how important was it for you as Gaborone, or as somebody putting together such a flagship of an event, how important was for you to actually partner with an entity such as Cliff Central?
Listen, you guys are the leaders in online radio station. You guys are the trendsetters. So we needed to make sure that our voice is heard throughout Africa, if I can say, if not the whole world. So it was important to go with somebody. You know, I always say people, we've partnered with influencers, people who are not afraid to be the torchbearers. So you guys are the torchbearers. You know, what you do is different. As I said,
that,
you know, earlier on this morning, the sort of things that have been discussed don't happen on conventional radio.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we're hanging out with Fish Babalinga. He's here to speak to us about Gaborone International Music Festival. Now, you know, I think it's you and I obviously understand this because we're from Botswana. We've seen over the years a lot of South African entertainers would go and entertain in Botswana. And whenever the events here, Botswana would cross the border into South Africa to come for events. Now, obviously, is this a way of bridging that gap? Is this a way of, you know, ensuring that the favors returned?
More or less. I mean, you call it favor return, but one of the things in Botswana that most people that do music, you know, that promote music, they've never really tried to engage the South African market. I mean, today I also had a very successful meeting with DSTV, yeah. You know, they will most likely come on board. So it's important to make sure that our events are also put out there for foreign market to be able to know about. So Gaborone International Festival is that event that we're going to say, hey, you know, the rest of the world, come to us. We always come to your events, so why can't you come to Botswana? And you know, GAPS is a very nice, chill, safe place, so why can't they come? We have the facilities, we have everything.
Okay, now, for the benefit of those who've never been to Botswana, look, let's just talk about logistics. First and foremost, one thing I picked up about a lot of South Africans, they do not own passports. That's one of the reasons why they do not travel across the border. They do not own passports. But for those who own passports and who've never been to Botswana, whenever I speak to them, it's always like, wait a minute, I thought Botswana was so far. It's actually very close.
It's very close. By flight, it's 40 minutes. If you drive 3-4 hours comfortably, you can get there. So I always say we are closer than going to Durban. We are closer than going to Mpumalanga, Bloemfontein, all those places. So yeah, it's close, you know.
Now let's just zoom in on the on this event itself. There's obviously music and there's workshops that are going to be held. Tell me about some of the people that you partnered with who are helping ensure that this goes without a hitch.
There's quite a few. Obviously, as a new concept, we need to keep trying to sell it to those that may help us. But, you know, guys that I have come on board from day one is Botswana Tourism.
Yeah.
It's quite big because, as I say, we're trying to bring people to Botswana. So they're quite a key player. We also have Brand Botswana that has also come in. The BNSC Air Botswana. Yeah, so those have been quite helpful. You know, we also have a technical partner called Braveheart that has helped us do it. And, of course, Leapfrog. As the guys behind it, you know, the brains behind it and the workforce behind it.
Okay, now one thing I just want to get off this topic for a little bit. People don't know that me and Fish come from a long way. He's one of the first people who gave me an opportunity to actually play at one of his clubs, Club Stroke Lounge. It was called McGinty's. To this day, whenever people think about the times when Gabs was like a hot city, they refer back to the days of McGinty's. So, on behalf of everybody who does not know you and doesn't know my background, I want to thank you, sir, for giving me that opportunity. And it's so surreal that here we are in South Africa. I'm literally interviewing you in a different country. Life is just strange, isn't it?
It is. It's humbling, O'Neill, for you to say that. But yeah, as your bigger brother, I'm here to also check how you're doing. I'm glad to see you doing well, my man.
Thank you, sir.
As you said, today is the first time that your show will go on to 2 hours. Yeah, and you are doing great things. You know, I've just been having a discussion with Rina, who's been telling me that, you know, Africa is demanding more and more of you.
Thank you,
keep
sir.
Going, my man. You know, you can't put a good man down.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about tickets now, where you can find these tickets. Where are they available?
They're available online on www.webtickets.co.bw. If you want to buy them locally when you get to Botswana, you can buy them at Likarama. I mean, the events that we've chosen, especially the one on Saturday, is at the National Stadium. The stadium in itself is quite big. So, yeah, we're trying to fill the stadium.
Yes, everybody's going after the feet this year. Now, there's obviously good things and bad things when you put together a show of this magnitude. I've seen you actively engaging with some of the followers. Even on social media, there's obviously those that have negative comments. Let's just talk about those. What have you come across, and what is it that you want people to understand about what you're doing?
You know, the thing is, what people need to understand, especially back home, is they have this tendency of wanting festivals to go until 6 a.m. And I mean, O'Neill, you are quite well exposed. Most major festivals don't happen till Lala Vuka.
It's tough.
Yeah, you know,
you can't like to go on until morning. It's very difficult. People, look, we like the idea,
yeah,
just in theory, but practicality, it's impossible to do it.
Yeah, so you know, people need to sort of come out of that mindset. I mean, if you come 8, I mean, we're going to start at 11 a.m.
Yeah,
we're planning to go until about 3 a.m., maybe 4 if you really push it. But you can't have this thing of those McGinty's days are gone, brother.
Yeah, no, we can't. We
and it's different from else. you know, a nightclub is also different from a live event, because live event you're dealing with a lot of people. You also need to take into consideration that safety and all.
Yeah.
So if you're going to be doing things that finish late in the night, you know, you need to take that into consideration. So yeah, I think those are some of the concerns that people generally have. But other than that, everyone is happy and waiting for the day.
Now, economically, let's look at Gaborone as the capital city of Botswana. What else is there to GABS beyond this? If I were to invite somebody who is listening right now, they would love to obviously attend for the attend the festival. But at the same time, they want to know what it's like. I mean, I'm speaking from experience, because some people who have never been there, people literally still assume that there's nothing but cattle in Botswana, which is highly ignorant, because that's exactly, when you go to a place like Europe, there are some Europeans who feel the same about Africa. And it's saddening to hear Africans talk, make the same mistakes about countries that are within the continent as well.
Listen, we have the best beef. So whenever they talk about cattle,
Chief, I keep telling them,
just spin it around and say, yeah,
I keep telling them.
Yeah.
I don't think people understand how great our beef is.
Yeah, it's the best. But I mean, there's everything that you can do in Joburg, less the strip clubs, you can get in GABS. So yeah, you know, everything is there. You know, your five-star hotel, your top boutiques, whatever you want, you know, entertainment, nightclubs, lounges, skyscrapers, we have it all, brah.
Yes sir. Fish, I want to thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you missed it, we are discussing the Gaborone International Music Festival, which takes place on the 5th of September in Botswana, Gaborone. We will have artists. How many artists? Give me a figure.
In totality, over the week, we have 50. But the one at the stadium, which is maybe the main event, will have about 25. So you're going to see a different genre of artists, you know, from guys coming from Zimbabwe, Namibia, South Africa, Northern Botswana, Southern Botswana. So yeah, we have it all. Top DJs.
Look, Africa is the new frontier right now. So start making your accommodation bookings, because you don't want to be caught with your pants down. Not literally, obviously, but I'm sure you would like to be caught with your pants down in Botswana. So yeah, man. So there you have it, man. Fish, how long are you in Joburg for?
I'm actually leaving in the morning. So yeah,
okay.
One more night of partying.
Who stays here and leaves in the morning on Saturday? Why don't you just leave on Sunday?
Unfortunately, I have to work, boss. You know,
yeah,
I really wish I could stay longer, but yeah. Maybe after the event, yeah, we'll come and, you know, kick it a bit here.
Okay, so cool stuff. So we'll catch a drink later on, right?
All right.
Cool. All right, so we continue with the show. We're getting back to business. Remember, we've got an incredible lineup of guests who are joining us to get into some freestyles. And interestingly, some of them don't even know that they will be freestyling when they get here. We also have yet another guest who's shooting the reality show. So there will be cameras in the studio. We'll possibly post some of the stuff on social media in just a little bit. My boy Junior, are you good?
I'm good, man.
Okay, so let's get to it. Here we go.
Yeah,
come on, boys, let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to a Radio was never been.
Radio was never been.
Ricardo,
City's number one DJ, it's invading your eardrum.
O'Neal,
with the hottest exclusive.
O'Neal,
worldwide.
If them like me, them fire catapult of envy. They throw us bomb of jealousy. They stand they eye our progress. They know people that's under. Yeah. If them like me, them fire cut a bottle of envy. Oh. They throw us bomb of jealousy. They stand they eye our progress. See, they cannot stop our love. Oh. See,
know the me fine pass on my pretty baby girl. Still you stand by me even though I make you vex. So why? Why you love me like this? Tell me why, baby, I deserve this to lie. My baby, baby, I. Mugwa kwe kikon lui bon kaju. But baby, baby, you know they kaju. Even when your friends, them, they around you. As we dey go, them, they mod you. You still respect my hustle. I count on you, you know they bust my bubble. Oh, yeah. Girl, there will be no me without you by my side. How I want to survive. How I want to live this life. Now only God will fit this side. Now you with the bust my bololo, da-da. Da-da, yeah. If them like me, them fire cut a bottle of envy. They throw us bomb of jealousy. They stand there high our progress. See, they know people put us under. If them like me, them fire cut a bottle of envy. They throw us bomb of jealousy. They stand the eye of our progress. See, they cannot stop our love. Oh, baby, I'll tell the world you're my lady. Nothing ever do my lover. They cannot put us under. No, never. I'm so happy, oh, now me and you forever. And the day after. Oh, 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 oh. Baby, them no know, them no know. Oh, we almost gave it up, gave it up. Oh, we never had it all, had it all. Baby, baby, them no know, them no know. She buy a long party, oh, party, oh. But baby, I love you, kitty gone, kitty gone. Oh, aye, 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 aye. Oh, aye, 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 aye. Them like me, them fire cut a pot of envy. They throw us from a jealousy. They stand the eye of progress. See, they know people.
The sounds of Ricardo Banks on Cliff Central. First up in the studio, I'd like to welcome Jay Ross. Let me talk to you about this guy. This guy has done it all in terms of music. This gentleman here, he's produced for the likes of the late great Brenda Fassie. He's actually worked with some of these people. So we're going to get a taste of what greatness it sounds like. For the first time here, Jay Ross, what's up, my brother? How you doing?
I'm sure. I'm so excited to be on Cliff Central. It's my first time here, so yeah, man.
No. Real quick, look, yeah. You have to give me those names because it's very important. You have to give me the names of people that you produce. Just name drop, please.
Okay, the likes of produced with the likes of Chico Twala, Brenda Fassie, Lebo Matosa, Speedy, Jup Jup, Arthur Mafukati, Chomi, Skonondo, Pantula. Right now I'm producing for the whole Black Soul team, Snezung, J Ross, Dumi, Bantu Soul. Yeah, the list is endless, bro.
Now, at the time, I know now you're an artist and you've got a single coming out tomorrow. Yeah.
Yes, my single is dropping on iTunes.
Yeah.
It's called Love Hate.
Okay,
and it's soul music. You know what I'm saying? Which is where my heart is. You know.
So I need to understand this. At the time, late '90s, when you were producing for the likes of Brenda Fassie and Chico Twala,
yes,
were you also a vocalist or was it just production?
Basically, it was just production and writing.
Okay.
I did a bit of vocals when we started doing Abo Chisambama with Abo Sinyaka and all of that with DJ Walker. So I started doing vocals on that stuff as well.
Okay.
So yeah, but yeah, it's been production.
All right. So this is what we do here. Let's tell us what we do here at Cliff Central.
Okay.
Particularly on the show. There's a lot of freestyling.
Yeah.
There's a lot of jamming.
Yeah.
So right now we're going to challenge you and Junior. He's on keys. You've got the guitar there.
Yeah.
You're going to start. Come up with the melody. Come up with anything.
Yeah.
And joining us right now, Sne Zungu, who was utterly surprised that she'll be freestyling at some point. You're about to sing, my lady. So we good?
We're good.
Okay, cool. Let's do this. On the other side of this, they will be performing for us.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby. Mandalay
Central, OOC, OOC. O'Neal on Cliff Central, OOC, OOC.
O'Neal on Cliff Central. Listen to O'Neal on Cliff Central.
OOC, OOC.
Yeah, baby.
I can't see. Yeah, my brain is going insane. I can't maintain this pain. So I go to Cliff Central to get me high on tonic. This issue is so ironic, bionic, supersonic, yeah. Set me on the Cliff Central, yeah, yeah. Go Zulu, go Zulu girl, go Zulu girl.
Here we go. Ooh, othando lwami ngikunikile, yeah. Ngakunika inhliziyo yami yonke. Waluthatha walulahlela lena, kodwa ngithi manje buya sithando sami, ngoba ngiyakuthanda, ngoba ngiyakuthanda,
man. This is what we do. Let's quickly talk to Sne Zungu.
Hello.
So you're also an artist.
Yes, yes, sir.
So how did that feel? How did that feel?
This.
Yeah, what you just did right now. You didn't expect to do that.
I wasn't expecting.
You sounded so good, by the way.
Thank you so much.
So do you feel liberated? Are you cool now? You're relaxed?
I'm okay now. Like,
okay. So are we going to get into some more singing?
Yeah.
Okay, cool stuff. Gina, are you good?
Yeah, man.
Let's quickly talk to Jay Ross. Jay Ross,
yes, my brother.
You produce for a lot of artists at the moment.
Yeah.
And you already got your own single, which comes out tomorrow, Love Hate.
Yes.
How are you ensuring that you sound as good as you possibly can, especially given how much more work you have to do?
I would say because, I've put my all into... this album that I'm currently dropping, which is called Reinvention. The single Love Hate, is basically, it was inspired by my relationship and as well as this other songwriter that I work with his relationship as well. So, but you know, I can assure people that it's I mean, the best of J Ross. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, when I went into studio to go cut the album, to go cut the record, you know, I went in with a soulful mind and, you know, there's the word I'm looking for.
It's fine.
With the right frame of mind, you know what I'm saying? Okay. What's so beautiful, God's brother?
That's what we do.
Wow. I can't take this guy home with me.
There you go. There you go. This is how it happens.
You need to play in my band, brother. Yes, man.
Do you see how it works? Every time people come here, they're blown away by Gino's talent.
Yeah, I know. Gino's like amazing.
I keep telling him how talented he is. He doesn't get it. He just doesn't get it. Now, Ross.
Yes.
Look, I think it would be remiss of me as a presenter if I did not tap into your brain and try to understand what was happening when you were in the studio with the late, great Brenda Fassie. Look, I traveled the continent and whenever you say, I'm based in South Africa, I'm from Botswana, by the way, but I'm based there.
Okay.
Whenever I go to any country in the continent.
In the continent,
you know, music is so powerful that, and the name Brenda Fassie always comes up.
Yeah.
People always say, oh, so you come from the same place where Brenda comes from. And what was she like? So I need to understand because for most of us, we hear her music. We don't know what was going on in the studio. When you were with her in the studio, how did she come up with all those melodies and all the songs that we have today?
Yo, you know, with Brenda Fassie, may your soul rest in peace, Mama. She was like a mother to me, and you know, I mean, I grew up under the hands of Chico Twala. So, I mean, that's how I got to work with her, and you know, I got to know her like personally, and I would say, you know, she was a handful. You know, she'd be,
you know, funny enough, it actually sounds like she was difficult to work with in the studio. Was she?
Whoa, just to get her into studio, just to get her there, it was a problem. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I mean, obviously music is what she loved most, and you know, it's sometimes because I think of the pressures of the world and whatnot, she ended up derailing. She has no.
Look, if you can't speak, sing. That's what I say.
Okay. I think I want to sing some more. You know.
So take me through a day. A typical day, you are in the studio, you've come up with this nice melody.
Yeah.
And you have no idea where Brenda Fassie is.
Yeah.
So. You guys have to get it down. Because look, it's very difficult for us to understand what you're saying because we are listening to music.
The music,
which sounds timeless even today. So we imagine it was an easy process. So you're telling us something else.
Yeah.
So when she eventually comes into the studio, how do you eventually get her to sound as good as she does?
Yo, you know, I'd give all the big ups to Obabu Chico, you know, because I think, you know, as a producer, you need to be patient, you know, and that's one of the things that you learn, that you need to be patient with the artist and let them, you know, feel the song and grow in the song as well as in their writing. But you know, with Brenda, I remember this one time she made Chico so bad, and Chico was like, "No, you have to jump in the pool." She was in the pool, I think, for 3 hours.
Why was she in the pool? Was she being punished?
I think it was some sort of punishment for her because she came to studio drunk and whatnot. And you know, it was it was a serious recording. I remember we were still recording Vulindlela and things like that. And she came drunk and that's
and
how
that
she
became
was,
one of the biggest songs of her career.
The biggest songs of her career. Because now, also you must understand, you know, the hands of Chico Twala. You know, I mean, that's where I'm from. That's where I've been schooled from. And, you know, the patience that he had, you know, for Brenda and the love and the passion for her, it was amazing. I mean, that's why, you know, she ended up blowing up, you know?
Yeah, the way she did.
The way she did, you know, with that sound. Because, you know, Brenda used to do even the disco sound and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? But when she tapped into that Afro Afropop sound, which was that sound that she got from us with Chico and stuff like that. So yeah.
So you guys actually, you're the ones, you're responsible for formulating that sound.
Yes, yes.
Sir. Nice one. We're hanging out with Jay Ross, who's just letting us in to what used to happen in the late 90s with the likes of Brenda Fassie, whom he was lucky to have worked with. Now, let's get back to you. Love Hate.
Love Hate.
Is this your first single?
No, this is not my first single. Well, this is my first single for this album. The last album I dropped was in 2013, which is nominated for Best R&B Album for the Metros, Something Simple.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but no, I mean, I took a break for 2 years, you know, just crafting this new album. And, yeah, this is the single, Love Hate, you know, it talks about the people that you love to hate and you hate to love.
Okay, nice one. In fact, let's take that song right now and see what it's about.
City's number one DJ is invading your eardrum.
O'Neal.
With the hottest exclusive.
O'Neal.
Worldwide.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
O'Neal Central. O-C, O-C. O'Neal on Cliff Central.
O'Neal on Cliff Central.
O-C-O-C.
You're listening to O'Neal on Cliff Central.
O-C-O-C.
Yeah, baby.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
All the time, baby, you got me stunting. Baby, you got me running away, so far away. I could kill you, I get so tired when you're nagging all the time. When I need some peace of mind, why you frontin', frontin', frontin'? You make me mad. Mad to my core, but I dig you, dig you, dig you. Yeah, I love you, love you, love you. You make me mad, mad to my core, but I dig you, dig you, dig you. Yeah, I love you, love you, love you. It's so damn hard that at the tip, when you jealous and you trip, when you go cray, I start praying. Then you turn around and you drive me crazy wild, and you put me on some high. Girl, you something, something, something. You make me mad. I say mad to my core, but I dig you, dig you, dig you. Yeah, I love you, love you, love you. You make me mad, baby, mad to my core, but I dig you, dig you, dig you. Yeah, I love you, love you, love you. I said, it's the kind of love that makes you up all night. The special kind of love that gets me feeling alright. Ooh, got me losing sleep, got me sinking deep, got me doing things I never thought that I would do all my. It's the kind of love that keeps me up all night, that keeps me home. Oh, got me losing sleep, got me sinking deep, got me doing things I never thought that I would do all my. Oh, your loving got me psycho. Said your loving got me psycho, psycho, psycho. Shoot, shoot, do, 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 do.
Oh yeah, man. Ladies and gentlemen, Jay Ross.
Yes, brother.
Whoa.
Yay. Say, I'm having fun, yeah.
I mean, Amazing, amazing, amazing. I'm going to bring in one more artist to join us in the studio shortly. And we're going to get some singing from Snare Zungu as well. That's coming up shortly. Don't move.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Ombam da mano in Italy. Okay, chimisi kazila. Chizia mama teya. I went to Ombam da mano in Italy. Okay, chimisi kazila. Chizia mama teya. Salintava o sugo logo cala ngigo bona vai tsatsi tsiziyo yam ngahlelo ngotsibaba kwae jonti kondo yami kakhohlwa 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 imikaba yami bega manje mina na
amazing Snare Zungu. Amazing. Why do you keep underselling yourself? Listen to this. She won't perform for us here, but listen to how good she sounds.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Are you going to sing for us now?
Yes.
All right, we're getting into a freestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, in the studio, I welcome now joining Snare Zungu and Jay Ross. Joining them is Lomwe, super duper producer, reality show superstar, ultimate tattoo guy, all kinds of things. So that's coming up shortly. Don't move.
Two, three, let's go.
You listen to a real local central. Radio has never been this good. A real local central. WOC. A real local central. Radio has never been this good. A real local central. See, I'm a devil, don't see.
All right, so once again, the challenge is Junior is going to play a melody and they're all going to just converge on it. And remember, this is unscripted. It hasn't been rehearsed. It's purely freestyle and they're meeting for the first time live in the studio right now at Cliff Central. So, guys, you decide if you like the melody. If it's too fast, you want him to just slow it down a bit, you can just tell Gina and he'll do that for you. Okay, are you happy with it?
Hey.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay, so Lobo is good with it. Ross, are you good with it? Okay, cool. All right, let's go.
You locked down live to the Cliff Central. Baby, let me take you for that ride. We can go to the sky. Take you to a paradise.
That's right.
Bring that beat back where it started.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to jam. We're singing lovely songs today.
That's right.
On the Cliff Central.
That's right.
Come on. Woo.
Should I go in?
Yeah.
It's Lomwe representing Africa.
Yeah.
You might know me from Big Brother last time, huh? All right. Check it out. Did this on the Conway here. On my JLB all week. My tag never on E. Growing up, I never had much. It's why I hardly get no sleep. VIP bottles came free. My wet turn your girlfriend to a freak. Heard that I got that work, so she wanna come see. Whoa, life's a bit. I'm finna hit it from the back. Call it, never saw me coming. Yeah, who you know from my city, put it down like that. Old school, new school, I still run it. Dudes hate to see low shining. On the internet, they be profiling. Meet me in public, they're so silent. I'm walking all over haters like floor tiling. Whoa.
Right now, oh yeah, y'all, papa, oh y'all. Say we cruising.
Yeah.
We cruising, it does so nice. I said, I'm loving these keys to make me go mad.
That's right.
Going crazy.
Smooth it out.
I like jazzing on a Friday.
What?
Let me take you on a trip.
Today is your day.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, in the studio we're hanging out with Lomoy. J Ross, Snezungu is also in the building. We also have Junior. We've got more guests who'll be joining us shortly. But for now, let's take some music. Brand new.
Ladies love. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
She's my bad. I got bad. She's my bad. She know I got a no habit. She's my bad.
She my bad habit.
Cat too.
She my bad habit.
Yeah.
Fresh like a motherfucker. She my bad habit. Scarecrow.
Cat. Hold up, girl, you know you got a gift. It's like my birthday, now give me that cake. Now bring it down like a lift. Tryna see it get real low like bass. After party my place, and if it's real pretty, I put it up in my face. Scatter man, he getting replaced. Blow the new LL Cool J. Haters wanna hate, but it's way too fucking late. Good, you know it's going down. When I need me town, this nigga touchdown. Ass up, face down. Slow how I put it down. Mayweather with the rounds. And when I go, she can't wait till I'm back around. Only fuck a bad bitch since I moved uptown. And I ain't coming back down, she a bad chick. I'm like a gynecologist, got a fucking problem. I'm getting to the bottom of it. Whoa, bad chicks over here. With the onion booty, make a plan, shed a tear. All the haters over there, all the dudes just stare. And I don't really fucking care, cause
she my bad habit. I got a bad habit. She my bad habit. I got a bad habit. She my bad habit. Got a bad habit. The way she
dropped
it on the dance, my habit.
Got a nigga going ham, bad habit.
She my bad habit. I got a bad habit. Habit. I got a bad habit. I got a new habit. Got a bad habit.
Got a bad habit. She my bad habit. Plus that ass looking right in them jeans, girl. You know I gotta grab it. Take you back to my cabin. Jack the Ripper, girl, you know I gotta stab it. Put it in the casket. Hit it again in the morning. Nice waist, deep cups, nice face.
Got a bad habit.
Hair did, nails did, short dress, high heels.
She my bad habit.
She know what to do with it.
She know. Got a bad habit.
When the bass drops, she know what to do with it.
She know. Got a bad habit.
Come on, it's DJ Katsu, aka Captain Awesome, Mr. Nice on the weekend, Mr. All Day Fresh. We nice with it. Where we at? I got my boy Lomwe, South Africa. I see you, so you better cup your chick. We worldwide, baby. Yizinto malume. Yizinto.
She my bad habit. Looking at her like I got a habit. She my bad habit. I got bad habit. She my bad habit.
It's a brand new one from Lomo. The song is called Bad Habits. Who you with on the song?
This is like a continental combination, right?
Okay.
There's me and there's a guy called Skek. He's from Nigeria. And the DJ is from South Africa. His name is DJ Katu.
Okay.
He's a producer on a popular youth radio station in SA.
Okay, YFM, yeah.
There you go. I was like, should I, you know?
Don't worry.
Name
drop.
Is it cool?
Don't worry. We're not competing with anyone.
Right. That's cool. Yeah, man. So
so what you been up to, man? What's Lomo been up to?
I've been kind of low key lately, you know. Just trying to build a foundation. You know, I switched places. I'm now based in SA right now.
Okay.
I've been here for almost 2 years. So
okay.
Just getting a few things together. I've been in the studio, putting the music together and just trying to get a feel of the industry out here, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So how's it looking so far?
So far, so good, man. We just shot the video for the track that you just played just now, Bad Habit. And we're trying to get that on TV right now. So in a little while, people will be checking that out on hopefully Channel O.
Okay.
MTV Base Trace. So yeah, man. No, it's been good so far.
Okay. I did promise earlier on that the show is going to turn into a blockbuster. It's actually a movie, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I see that.
Cameras rolling in the studio right now. Shortly, we're going to introduce a feature. We call it the Celebrity Song Challenge. Now, what happens with the Celebrity Song Challenge is, generally the show showcases artists. They come here, they perform, they do all sorts of things. But this time around, what we've added to the show is the flavor is that we're going to bring in artists. Rather, we're going to bring in celebrities who aren't necessarily musicians. And we give them a piece of a paper and a pen and give them a few words. They have to pen down a song. So before the show is over, they would have performed that song for us with our keyboard player here, Junior. And today on the show, I'd like to introduce Ace and Ntombi, the winners of Big Brother Mzansi. And so these are millionaires in the studio right now. Please just grab the mic. Let them grab the mic. Guys, how are you?
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah, man, we're good. How's it?
You guys have been everywhere. Yeah, just take any one of the mics. Okay, let them sort themselves out real quick. We're talking to Ace and Ntombi. And they are our first guests for the Celebrity Song Challenge. So never mind the chaos in the studio. Is cameras, cables everywhere. It's like a bad orgy. It's like an orgy gone horribly wrong. That's what's happening in the studio. So okay, we're sorting this orgy out. Let's establish positions. Assume your position, Ace.
Is
that your position?
That's my position.
Okay. Ntombi, are you good?
That's how it's like. That's my position.
So you guys are shooting your reality show. Looks like you're about to blow up even bigger.
Yo, I don't know about that, but I hope for that.
Okay.
It's just a lot of fun, bro. It's just... just roaming.
It must be tiring though, having to shoot this thing.
Honestly, how could you get tired when you're just living like that?
Okay, so you guys are enjoying it, huh?
This is so far so good, but I'm so happy to be here. Yeah.
Listen, are we gonna see any fights? Are there any fights?
Would you like to see a fight?
We'd like to see some fights between the two of you.
Okay.
Okay. Now let me tell you what's happening. This is how we chose you. And I'm going to tell you the truth. You were supposed to be here along with K2 and Blue.
Okay. Oh, man.
But sadly, K2 has another engagement, so he couldn't be here. You were both going to be pitted against one another for this challenge.
Oh, right. Okay. So the brother's busy, man.
Look, all of you guys are busy. Yeah. But the challenge is yours. What's going to happen is we're going to give you a piece of paper and a pen. My producer, Duncan, will do that.
A piece of paper and a pen.
And we're going to give you a few words.
All right.
In fact, I'm going to make it even better. I'm going to ask my followers, your followers, to send us a few words that they want included in the song that you're going to write. You're going to perform that song before the show is over.
Right.
Okay, they must not forget I'm a freestylist.
Oh, so she's
a freestylist. Yeah.
This gets even better.
We can step it up a level. Let's just freestyle on the words.
Oh, they want to just
step it up a level. Let's just freestyle on that.
Let's do this.
Yeah, let's do
all right,
that.
So
let's
we've got this. Junior. Junior, you got something for us?
Yeah, sure, man.
Okay, he needs headphones. Yeah. You want to just loan him those headphones?
Done.
And then they're going to freestyle, but we're still going to get to that challenge.
We need to get the words, and then,
All right, in the meantime, my handle is O'Neill Africa, @O'Neill Africa. Send me words that you wish to hear as part of the song that is going to be composed by Ace and Ntombi right now on Twitter. My handle is O'Neill Africa. That's one word. So for now, they're going to freestyle. The freestyle, can you hear it?
No. Yeah.
No, it's fine.
Nah, freestyle.
Right now, you're freestyling over this. I swear, I have never.
Freestyle.
Okay. The
word? No. We'll get to the words, Ntombi. We'll get to the words. For now, you decided that you wanted to freestyle over what's played.
Well, let's do that, baby.
So just go ahead.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm a nice. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Come down.
Okay, so Ace has already started.
Bring it down.
I can't wait for the show.
Yeah, I know.
Dude,
I'll put the O'Neill, cliffcentral.com.
Okay, cool. Don't be ready to freestyle for
pianist.
Us.
Pianist.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Don't worry about
she says I mustn't worry. Don't like, this is what she does. Dump. Okay, cool. Are we ready?
Yeah.
In fact, you know what? Let's do this, Junior. I'm going to give them a beat instead.
Yeah! Oh my God,
I was loving Junior. Why you got to hate on Junior? Junior's okay, bringing so, it cool. He's
okay, so,
it
okay,
soft.
You guys yeah, make up your mind. Do you want Junior to play something or should I play you a beat?
Let Junior mind. Go on. I like what Junior's doing.
Okay, he likes Junior's keys. Ntombi, are you happy with the keys? Okay, he's the head of the house. Okay, cool. We're waiting.
Yeah, higher head of house has spoken. No, we have spoken. This is a live freestyle at Cliff Central featuring Lady Anne.
Yeah.
Ace of Hearts. We got Junior on the beats.
Oh, Junior, yeah. Juju.
So, maybe we'd start with the ladies first. And Tombi, could you
it's you
give us a rap? I'll give you a...
I am a bitch.
Okay.
Oh,
Friday. Heavenly, we're about to change and get some drinks for us because we started at the bottom. Now we headed to the top of Kilimanjaro, killing the flows. Poetry and musically and dry. Yeah. Now we got Lady Anne.
Yeah. I'm gonna be rapping. I can't hear myself. I love. Thank you so much, Junior. And this game, I'm gonna rap. We're gonna dance. Oops, yeah. I so thank you for this opportunity. Who are over? Oh, I'm running out of words. No, don't blame me. Isn't it easy? I says I get to you. Mala, I will try to talk. Yes, I will try to talk the talk. Even if I will try to walk the walk. I don't wanna go so fast. Come on, love, please. Just slow the music down.
Where we going, what we doing, what we singing. We don't know where we are with these people, what they think. We don't know what we're doing, where our future, where the money coming from, where it's going, what we gonna do.
So relax, it's woman's month. I think it's my time to shine right now. I know you're the man of the house, but yeah, Lady Anne is gonna rock you right now.
You're gonna rock,
Junior.
Rock. Yeah. Give it on us. Let's set up. Give it on us. Stand around the cliff. Shine to the only line. And we got Junior.
Yeah.
Bringing it down. And we have classical medical. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Amazing stuff.
Waste no time making music cause the passion is alive. It's a life that we've been given by my deeper, my brew, the people that for our freedoms and so at last prosper as one another. Never give up from your dreams to make it bigger cause we first will come through. That's what we deserve. We first will come through. That's what we deserve.
Okay, I'm overwhelmed. Dude, where's the... I'm overwhelmed. I can't take it. So much talent in the studio. All right, we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Ladies love. Oh, yeah, baby.
Cliff Central, OC. O'Neill on Cliff Central. OC. O'Neill on Cliff Central. Listen to O'Neill on Cliff Central.
O-C. Yeah, baby.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Oh, babe, you shouldn't be concerned. You know I'd never hurt you, disappoint, or make you
Gentlemen, if you just tuned in, I don't know where you've been. You missed out on a lot. So we are on to the next hour. I just played you something from J. Ross in the company of Tumi, whom we've had here in the studio. The song is called Don't Cry. Joining us now once more, Lomwe.
Yes, my man.
What's good, brother?
All good.
Okay, cool. Now, you are putting together an album, I presume?
Yeah, well, I'm starting off with an EP.
Okay, all right. So what plans do you have for the EP?
It's basically like a few singles, really, you know. I want to see how that goes, just trying to get a feel of the industry out here.
Yeah.
And I've done a few collabs with some of the artists from SA.
Yeah.
And a few other ones from across the border, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to dropping those singles and then doing the videos. There's some artists that are upcoming. You might have seen one of the collabs I did is with a guy that is on The Hustle. It's okay. This new TV show.
That's on Vuzu.
It's a competition, yeah, with some rappers. His name is Big Star Johnson. And I got my money on him that he's going to win it. So thank God I did the collab. I met him like way before the show.
Okay.
He records at our studio. So I'm looking forward to dropping that. And I got another collab with Pretty Ugly.
Okay.
He's another guy from East Strand as well. These guys are all from East Strand. That's where I'm situated at the moment.
Okay.
You know? So yeah, I'm looking forward to dropping these singles. After the Bad Habit video drops.
Tell me about Cafe Chick.
We got more. Yeah, Cuff Your Chick came from an event. I have a friend of mine. He holds down events in East Rand. Yeah. It's called Cuff Your Chick. In fact, I should invite you to the event later. Yeah? It's later this year. So that's what inspired me to do a track called Cuff Your Chick. I mean, it's basically exactly what it says, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So it's something just to have fun with, good vibes, good time. But at the same time, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, treat your woman right. You know, there's sharks out here, man. So, yeah, but nothing too serious, just for fun.
All right, so let's just check out Cuff Your Chick quickly.
Don't leave your girl around me.
Ladies love only Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Cuff Your Chick, you know who she loving. You know who she wanna be loving. Cuff Your Chick, you know who she loving. You know who she wanna be loving. Cuff Your Chick, you know who she loving. You know who she wanna be loving. Cuff Your Chick, you know who she loving. You know who she wanna be loving. Cuff Your Chick, you know who she loving. You know who she wanna be loving. Cuff Your Chick, you know who she loving. You know who she wanna be loving.
Yeah. It ain't nothing new, same old me. So genuine, same OG. Swaggerholic, swaggers, haters treat me icy. Stay so sucker free, ain't no rewinding me. I roll up, my face is my ID. Is she gonna say no? Not likely.
Not likely.
It's a party, ain't a party till I come through. Hold my holding bottles.
Deja vu.
Deja vu.
Your man cuffed you, I'ma break you out of jail. Do it on the down low, don't tell. Backseat of the cup, no hotel. Mr. Bad Habits, in my name, it ring a bell. You're calling up, she ain't picking up. But she tweet though, hashtag turned up. Got my levels up, Hennessy my double cup. That means we need to get your girl a pair of handcuffs.
Know you better, so you better.
You know who she loving. You know who she wanna be loving. Cuff Your Chick. You know who she loving. You know who she wanna be loving. Cuff Your Chick. You know who she loving. You know who she wanna be loving. Cuff Your Chick. You know who she loving. You know who she wanna be loving. Cuff Your Chick. You know who she loving. You know who she wanna be loving.
It's called Cuff Your Chick. This is Lomo. Nice one. Now, before I let Lomo go, because there's so much that we need to get to. We've got plenty more artists who need to come into the studio. I want to challenge Lomo to a quick freestyle. Are we happy? Happy to do that, okay. Junior? Okay, so let's go. Let's see what, Junior, you got something for us? All right, cool. So let's do this.
Keeping it real. On CliffCentral.com.
All right, by the way, just a quick reminder that Ntombi and Ace are done with their composition. So they will be performing their song for us in just a little while. Do not go anywhere because that performance is coming up. Lomwe?
Yeah, my man.
Are you happy with this beat?
I think it's cool enough.
This is freestyle.
I think it's cool. I think it's good.
Standing by outside, I've got Vintage Crew. I'll tell you all about them. They'll be joining us in the studio. We still have Jay Ross here as well. So let's go.
Cliff Central on Easy. Let's get it. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Look, I'm still here when all of the smoke clear. No, they couldn't stop me even if I was in a wheelchair. I'm the only one, made me with no spare. No jewelry, but I shine like a chandelier. I know boys wanna see low drop, but the only time I'm down when your girl on top. Whoa, I did it again, I pissed off the haters. How many times could I do it? Get a calculator. And you know what, it's really hard to say this, but besides fans, gotta really thank these haters. Dudes, man, I'm on the girlfriend's playlist. Congratulations, you made me the greatest. How can you hate? I drop heat your whole block, no. World all over Africa, like potholes. Am I gonna be a sellout? Only high shows. Dude, check the downloads. I think that's it right now. Yeah, it's going down on Cliff Central. It's going down on Cliff Central, yeah. And it's a Friday, so you know it's going down. You know it's going down, Soon as I touch down in your town, she puts you on hold, dude. She know it's going down.
Cliff Central, you know it's going down. Yeah. Don't say I didn't warn you, it's going down. It's L to the O, you know for sure. You must have saw me on Big Brother.
Nice.
On the TV screen.
Nice.
Now she wanna call my number, whoa.
Yo, I like that melody though, man. That's dope.
It's cool.
Lomé on a freestyle. Lomé.
Yeah, just having fun with it.
Cool, man. Listen, man, I'd love to thank you for stopping by. Can you promise us that once you're ready with the video and everything, you'll come back here again?
No doubt.
And tell us where to find it?
No doubt, no
Is
doubt.
Is this available for download in any way? Bad Habit or... What's the story with it?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Bad Habit single is definitely available for download.
Okay.
It's actually a data file, so I would have to, like, you know, hook you up with the link.
Okay, okay, cool.
Maybe later.
So you sort yourself out and then come
That's
back.
That's right.
All
right. No doubt, man. No, you know what? Thank you for having me as well.
Anytime, man. Anytime, anytime. You just chill outside there. We'll be doing some pictures on the other side of the show.
Much appreciated, man.
Cool stuff. We continue with the show. Ace and Thombi are standing by. More guests to come through. This two-hour stuff is nice, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
All right, so we're coming back.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Cliff Central, double O-C, double O-C. O'Neal on Cliff Central, double O-C, double O-C.
O'Neal on Cliff Central,
double O-C, double O-C.
You're listening to O'Neal on Cliff Central.
Baby.
Like Kelly DeBon, so come on, do it. See the way she grindin', and she do it all for me. If I ain't got it, she go get it, need a body, she can with it, make money by the minute. Oh, why you wanna jealous on me? You make it kinda hard for a nigga like me. Truth is, I'm a newbie at this. If you pull on me, I ain't leaking your pics, so girl, you know what it is. I'm flex. I wanna know how she do that. Tell me, can you wind it to fight for me? I wanna know how she do that. Girl, I
on me? Why you wanna jealous on me? Why you wanna jealous on me?
Okay, babe, let me do it like this, babe. I just wanna know two things. I wanted to be Nas and pays better to be 2 Chainz. My budget was a shoestring, so I had to switch it up. Shout out to my true fans, shout out to my new fans. Record labels talking about me, I'm a nuisance. Record labels talking about me, but I'm on a roll. I ain't stopping till I got 100 million sold.
Yo, I ain't stopping till the nigga got a mansion and a Bentley. Maybe 2 of them and the bank is never empty. Halle Berry got my number, she calling but I never pick it up, cause I'm busy making money, representing boys and bucks. Hey, it's kinda hard to be me. It's kinda hard to be a nigga with a dope style. I got a new Magandi. From now on, I'm just trying to times 2 my money.
This is what we do, man. We break new talent. This name is Moss Kid. The song is called I Wanna Know. How you doing, brother? Are you there somewhere? Okay. Okay, now I can hear you.
Now you can hear me.
Perfect. Okay, cool stuff. Now, tell me about this. Is this your first single?
First mainstream single, yes. And we'd consider it mainstream because we featured Ricky Rick on it.
Yeah.
But I've been making music for quite a long time. But we decided to get it out to the bigger picture. You know, we need it to hold more weight. So that's why we got Ricky on the song.
Nice one, nice one. Now, is this from an album? Where is it from?
Yeah, it was definitely, we're working on the EP. It's called What Were You Doing at 18? Because I'm 18 years old. So it's like, what were you doing at 18? But right now, we might, because we got a new single coming out after we do the video of this one. And it features another big artist. So the company is thinking, yo, maybe we should invest in an album. So
okay.
We'll see how that's going.
Now, I know you're pressed for time because you have to travel. But what we do here is we like challenging our artists. I've got Junior here on keys.
Let's go.
You've got a verse for us?
Yeah, I think so. Depends where he plays, but let's get it. Shut
okay, up. Cool. So, Junior, you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, let's just do this.
Ladies love. Oh, yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Okay, cool. So. Okay, this is Moss Kid on a freestyle. Yeah. On the other side of this, remember, Aysen and Thombi will be dropping their brand new single here on the show. We still have Vintage Crew standing by to join us in the studio. Jay Ross is also still here, so the show continues. Let's go.
Let's go. Shout out to Aysen and Thombi, by the way.
Yeah, they want in on that song. Yeah, huh?
Shout out to them. They're going to be in the video. Let's go.
Okay, cool.
Look. I am kinda new to this rap music and groupies biz. The pressure that it's up when you're the best young and to do this ish. Just last week I told my bros I wanna quit, cause I got 100 inboxes on Facebook saying who's this kid. So I guess right now I better introduce how the name is Mr. Mose. I swear to God to tell the truth. Earlier back in my youth, my brother put me in the booth, told me how to count these bars and told me I could do it too. I did it for fun. See, my interest was in soccer till the doctor told me messing up your groin isn't an option. So I paused it, was having second thoughts and I was cautious. I was thinking rap, but my parents told me I'd be jobless. Look, mommy is a lawyer, wouldn't settle for a rapper, and daddy is a doctor, so it probably wouldn't happen. And I hate math, so I wouldn't handle all those fractions. Only English where I focus, see my rhymes floating patterns. I was 15, told myself I gotta really make it, had a big dream. I'm the Martin Luther of my ages. Then at 16, swear to God that I was feeling famous. Raised 15,000, had my video on a playlist. I sold my Xbox, I had no time to play these games and ish. So my iPod, don't hear music while I'm making it. Understand the greatness that I'm pitching while you're facing me. I'm young, black and gifted, going places where I'm meant to be. Yo, shout out Aysen and Dummy by the way. Let's go.
Nice, amazing. Amazing. Look, I know you have to run. Yeah. Listen, man, shout out to you. Are you available on social media?
I am. Yo, people can find me at MozKid, at MozKidD. That's on Twitter. On Instagram as well, at MozKidD.
Okay, big up yourself, man. Listen, come back here
for sure
with another single. We'd love to hear more from you, man.
God bless, guys.
So there you have it, man. So we're coming back with Aysen Thombi.
City's number one DJ. It's invading your eardrum.
O'Neal.
With the hottest exclusive.
O'Neal.
Worldwide.
Yeah.
love. O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
All right, so we're back with Ace and Ntombi, and they will be presenting their song. Now, I had asked for some words, but these words took time to come in. So they decided, being the professionals that they were, they decided to just go ahead and put together the song. Now, let's hear from them. Let's hear what the theme of the song is, first and foremost. What is the theme of the song?
Okay.
What is it about?
Okay, you know what? You pretty caught us. What we did, since it's Women's Month,
okay.
Yeah, we did. We just didn't even. It should come from our heart, and we didn't write anything.
Okay.
We just wrote a chorus for women.
Okay.
And it's. Say it, my love. Say it.
What's in the room? I can't hear myself. One check, one check.
My check, one check. All right. Yeah. So what we did is Wachinta Bafazi, Wachinta Imbawata.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're gonna play around with that. That's okay. We just had to write a chorus, and we were given birth by mothers, and we love women.
Okay.
So we don't need to brainstorm for that. You just gotta give it from the heart and.
Okay.
Yeah, surely you understand me, brother.
I get you. Now, yeah. Okay, what's going to happen is you're going to sing it, and Junior is going to follow you with keys. Right?
Junior.
Okay,
yeah,
so cool. So you have to start so that Junior can follow you with keys.
Yeah.
All right, guys, this is Ntombi and Ace's presentation for the challenge. You ready?
Are you ready, Ace?
Cool. Should I take it away, baby? Should I take it away?
Yeah, you can go.
And then Junior is going to follow behind them. With some keys. And on the other side of that, we've got Vintage Crew joining us in the studio. Also, to go through some heavy challenges. All right, so are we good?
Yeah,
I'm waiting for you guys.
We're good. It's just me and Yatando praising Tobey Corner. Oh, Umtana Lona 18.
Yeah, she's too much.
Can we get to the hook?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ready, Gina?
Listen to your mother's voice that gave you this breath. They took 9 bars to make you live this life. So,
get to me now. Yes, I represent the young woman in South Africa. I was the one who was chosen to stand up and rise. Yes, to the rising sun of the thing of the congrats. Yes, that's me, Lady Anne, on this nation. I'm pushing on my global nation. Got to what's in Taba Fazi, what's in Timboga.
Nice. Okay, guys, thank you very much for that amazing presentation. Ace and Ntombi, ladies and gentlemen. Guys, thank you very much. Good luck with everything. So, when can we expect to see the reality show?
By September.
Do you have a date?
Yep. September surprise. It's 1st of September. And then, oh, yes, 17th of September. It's my birthday.
Okay,
Birthday!
Cool. So, has Big Brother paid you guys yet?
Yeah.
Okay, so the money is in the account.
Money in the bank. Oh.
Okay, nice. We like to hear that. We like to. Guys, listen, good luck with everything. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your energy. We enjoyed you so much.
Naman,
good
thank
luck.
You. Thank you for having
good luck with
you.
Everything.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your Friday.
Thank you for having us. You have a good show.
Junior, I gotta get this soon. Go picture and picture.
Junior!
Okay, cool stuff.
Junior, now Chris!
So we're coming back with the Vintage Crew and J Ross.
Ladies love, yeah, baby.
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
So we're back. It's been a crazy show, and just getting Ntombi and Ace out of the studio was a mission, dude. Like, yo.
You have it like this
we're
every 20, day, dog.
20 man crew to get them out of the studio, and about 10 of them were dealing with Ntombi alone. Like, hectic stuff. Look, in the studio right now, I'm joined by the super talented, multi-talented, in fact, Vintage Crew. They've choreographed for a number of artists, man, over the years. And I hear now they've got their own music that they're going to share with us here on the show. So stand by for that discussion on the other side of this.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to a real Central. Radio has never been this good. A real old Cliff Central. Double OC, double OC. A real old Cliff Central. Radio has never been this good. A real old Cliff Central.
All right, dope stuff. The entire gang is here. We've got Vintage Crew. Guys, welcome to the show.
Hey.
Oh, by the way, they're still doing selfies. So, yeah. So from being backup dancers, is that even still allowed? Can I call you guys?
Oh, whoa.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What is it? Choreographers.
We were never backup dancers. No.
Okay.
You've watched all the things. You see, we are fucking shining stars.
Okay. I'm hanging out with Shining Stars, also known as Vintage Crew.
Yeah.
Now, I hear you guys are now doing music. Like, you're in the forefront now of music. Tell me about that. When did that start?
Like you said, we're multi-talented, so that means we can do a lot of things. The mandate was always fashion, dance, music.
Okay.
And it was bound to happen with the 4 years we've been around. So now it's the fourth year, and I feel like it's the perfect time for us to drop something. I mean, South Africa's lacking entertainment. We are entertainment.
Okay. I was about to ask you that. Why do you think the time is now? So you've just answered it. You're saying, yes. South Africa, you feel, is there something lacking?
I feel like there's a lot lacking. Like,
okay.
People don't put on performances anymore.
Yeah.
Where's Brenda Fassie? Where's Lebo Mathosa? There's no one that represents that anymore in the country. People just go on stage and do whatever. So we want to bring that entertainment value back.
Of everybody you've worked with over the years, who were you most excited about?
I think with each artist that comes in, we build a close relationship with them, and they know what it's like to be working with Vintage. But ultimately, I think we all have our own favorites that we prefer to work with.
You don't want
to
name and shame.
How is it a shame?
Yeah, like it's naming. It's
no, but who's your preference? Like, who do you prefer?
The highlight moment for us all had to be being on stage with Lady Gaga. That
okay.
was the highlight.
Okay.
For me.
Okay. So Lady Gaga comes in top of the list for you guys.
Yeah. For me,
what about personally. What about here, South Africa?
South Africa.
It has to be one.
Yeah. Sharing a stage with Pusiswa is great.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
Awesome. Okay, you love her energy.
Yes. Yeah. And we love, like, the artists from Nigeria and Kenya we've worked with, like Victoria Kimani, Yola Araujo from Angola, and Yemi Alade from Nigeria, like, they all cool.
Now, music wise let's talk about your sound. Where do you place yourself categorically?
We don't really have a category or genre that we go by.
Okay.
If we're in the studio and that particular producer is like guys, listen to this, and it's a really dope beat, and we feel like that beat is something we can spit on,
okay,
then we go in with it. But we don't listen, like, we don't say, okay, oh, we're hip-hop or whatever. It's not that kind of party.
Do you sing rap or what is it? What kind of vibe is it?
We do all of
everything.
Gangster.
Gangster shebang.
Okay.
What?
What is the bag?
Oh, so you do all of it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, cool. So what we're going to do is I'm going to challenge you guys.
we saw it coming.
Yeah, everybody sees it coming. Junior was going to sit and give us some keys. Okay, Ross, just give us the seat for now. And then... you guys will tell us if you like the melody, and then you do what you do. Let's hear what Vintage Crew is about. We've seen what you guys are about. We know you're awesome, but we don't know if you're this awesome. So are we ready?
Yes, she's got to drop a freestyle.
Okay, cool. Oh, is it a freestyle?
I don't know. What do you want us to do?
Anything.
I mean,
look.
If you're going to drop the song, then a freestyle is better now, right?
Okay, no, that's fine. Junior's going to play something, and then you tell me if you like it. If you're feeling it, you want something a bit up-tempo. Junior, are you ready? Okay. So let's go. Junior is sorting himself out. We've got Vintage Crew. At some point, we would have created a brand new song alongside Vintage Crew, J. Ross, and Junior. Before we get out of here at 4 p.m. So, okay, headphones on?
Right.
Okay.
I'm allowed to swear, right?
Yeah, you can say anything you want. They call us Shade FM. You can just...
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Shade FM.
Oh. Okay. All right. Okay, are you happy with this?
Hey, here we go. Let's go. Drop it.
It's the Bumblebee Station. Like yellow. Motherfucker, hello. get in. I'm gonna go in, motherfucker. Get right.
What happened, Junior?
I don't know. Junior.
Are they that awesome?
I was like, by the Bumblebee station.
Like,
oh my god.
Are they that hot? Okay, cool stuff. So here's something from Vintage Crew. So I'm curious, who's the laziest of the lot?
Laziest?
Yeah. There's always one lazy member who doesn't want to show up for rehearsals. There has to be one. Come on.
I let go of all of those ones.
Oh, so all of them are gone, eh?
Yeah, they're somewhere in the world doing other jobs.
So tell me about the song we just listened to. Tell me about the song. What is it called?
Shebang.
Shebang. Okay, what was the motivation behind Shebang?
Shebang is a word we use often in our daily lives. It's like one of those words we created in our own little dictionary. It could mean anything like Sigalela.
Okay. Yeah, it could mean like, you know, when you're in the club and you see a hot guy, you can call him a shebang.
Okay.
Like, ooh, that shebang, I want to be in between that shebang.
And shebang him.
Shebang. Bang, bang. A man bang shebang.
What he's wearing is a shebang. This is a nice shebang.
Oh, so that's shebang. A shebang shirt.
Yes.
No, not a shebang shirt. It's that shirt is a, is a shebang.
Everything.
I get it now. Yes. I get it now.
Problems are also shebang.
Problems can be shebang as well.
Like all your problems, they are shebang.
Okay. All right, cool. So I see.
Yes.
Look, today's show, I'm overwhelmed. I feel like Meek Mill after Drake put out those two songs. Shebang. Now, what are you guys up to at the moment? I know, obviously, you're putting out the music.
Yes.
How are you ensuring that the music gets out there, and how are people receiving it?
Well, we have a great manager for the music part of it.
Big
shout out to Tubbs. Tubbs is managing us. And with regards to the music, the song came out 2 days ago. It's been trending on Twitter for 2 days in a row. So it's already a good start. We have visual people, so a music video is definitely something that's going to make the thing even bigger than what it is now. But we're happy with the response we've gotten so far. For people to be accepting the music the way they have is absolutely amazing.
Hashtag Shebang on Twitter and the link will pop up.
Yeah.
What's the one thing to know about performances? That you mentioned that artists, you're not seeing performances anymore. Like right now, what is the one thing to do in order to be visually appealing as people who have been in this business for as long as you have?
Well, for us, the main thing is to, because we are visual people, we dance. People need to see us to understand us.
Yeah.
So radio is one form of it, but you need to be an all-rounder in all of those things. You need to visually, you need to release a music video that is competing with the world standards. Not your typical videos. They
at
all
the party.
Are house parties. They all look the
at
same.
Clubs.
It's typical. We know what to expect from South African
stand. But I'm also seeing everybody's doing the nay-nay in every video. Is that a good thing?
No, we're over that. That is so 2014.
Get your life, babe.
It's not shebang. It's not shebang.
Most dancers in South Africa
get your life,
come
babe.
From... Most dancers come from house music.
Okay.
We only know the shlogoloza, those things. They only come from that. They don't come from other genres.
Okay.
Name one hip-hop artist that has... did. A dance move that we're all still doing.
Okay exactly. Makes sense. Hanging out with Vintage Crew. Okay, we're almost out of time. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna do what we do best. We're gonna create music.
Yes.
Alright, now Junior is gonna join us. Can we just
Junior, please get it right this time.
Yeah. Take up our
what's happening now.
Take up our positions. We're gonna
Bumblebee, you're gonna continue Bumblebee.
We're gonna do something shebang right now.
Okay.
I love shebang, guys. Can it replace On Fleek?
Yes,
it long did,
yes,
eh?
Shebang.
Yes. Hashtag
cool.
Shebang.
Okay, look out for my pictures for me. I'm going to take some shebang pictures now. Yes, it's on. Yeah. Out with On Fleek. Okay, Gina, are you good?
Yeah.
Is Gina ready? Okay, guys, this is what happens. Gina comes up with a melody, and you guys just do something shebang over it. And we've got J-Ross, who's a hell of a vocalist as well, who's going to join us. Yes. By the end of this thing, would have created like a melting pot of just like a symphony of voices and just created a brand new song.
The Angsta Worship Team, hello.
Cool. So, J-Ross just reached for his guitar, so you know it's about to be shebang. Guys, I'm done. Shebang, like I'm getting a tat. Shebang. Yeah. That's a Vintage Crew shebang. Done. All right, cool. Gina, are you ready? Okay, let me give you my.
Can listen to this.
Shall we? Okay, cool. Closer, please. Come closer. All right, cool. Okay.
Oh, we mean to just go.
Yeah. It's a freestyle.
Sugar, shebang. Sugar shebang. Hey, they call me the nigga from the hood. I wanna get it all so good. Baby, come and give me. Ooh, shebang, they call me shebang. Baby, the boys shebang, the girls, the boys shebang. Sugar shebang. Listen, they call me, I wanna, hey, baby, you wanna, oh. Baby, they wanna say, oh. Baby, they wanna say,
Baby, gonna trip it like water.
Dripping like water. Too fast. And cut.
Wow. I had water, dripping like water. I had fucking bitches from you at some point. So, yeah, that was a very interesting performance. Ladies and gentlemen, Vintage Crew, what are you doing this weekend? I feel like it must be very shebang wherever you're going to be.
Yeah,
tonight we are out at Moloko performing Shebang for the first time.
Okay.
Also, we're going to be out in Swaziland on Sunday. And yeah.
Nice. With all the versions. I don't know why. I just assume there are versions everywhere in Swaziland. I don't know. That's just
really?
What I have in mind.
I know. Like I know
I'm being naive and everything, but I'm holding on to that for now. Anyway, guys, so when are you going to Swaziland?
On Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah,
okay.
Bro.
I have a feeling that when you come back, there won't be any more visions. Shebang. Okay, cool,
Shebang,
guys.
Shebang, babe.
Listen, thank you very much. What's happening with the music? Can people download it?
Yes. The song is available on Slicker on Life, or you can hashtag Shebang on Twitter and the download links will appear.
Okay.
It's going to be on iTunes very soon and on our YouTube page, which is Vintage Team.
Okay, we're looking forward to the video. I imagine you guys are going to kill it.
It's going to be insane, yo.
Okay, cool stuff. Anyway, enjoy yourself. So tonight you're at Moloko?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's in Pretoria.
Yeah,
okay, cool stuff. Good luck with all of that, guys. Thank you very much. Please come back again.
Thank you, Daddy.
Thank you for having us, sir.
Shabang. All right, so we're coming back to wrap it up with my the rest of my guests.
Come on, boys. Let's do this. On one, two, three, let's go.
You listen to a Pillow Control. Radio has never been fixed.
Radio has never been
fixed. Pillow Control. WOC. Pillow Control. Radio has never been fixed.
Radio has never been
fixed. Pillow Control.
All right, so that's it, guys. It's been great. The very first 2 hours, it was quite overwhelming. And in the studio right now, wrapping up with my boy, Jay Ross. Thank you very much, man. Like, you made it all the more perfect. Like, it was amazing because you were here.
Thanks for having
Super
me.
Super talented you are. I would love to have you back here again.
Most definitely. I'd love to come every day.
Okay, cool.
Junior, do you need me to come play guitar with you, bro?
Junior?
No, it's cool. Go ahead.
Okay. No, no.
I'm saying,
can you come back and
can
play
I come
guitar?
Back and play guitar when for you sure. play piano, dog.
Anytime.
Like anytime.
Anytime.
Okay.
Yeah, you can jam anytime, man.
I'll pop in every day, guys.
Okay.
Cool, man.
Okay. Thank you, guys, and to all my guests and my producers, Duncan. I know it wasn't easy between your very active sexual life and having to organize all those artists. I can't imagine it being easy at all. Yeah.
Me, like.
Have you met Vintage Crew? Shebang, Ando.
She banging,
number one DJ. It's invading your eardrum.
O'Neal.
With the hottest exclusive.
O'Neal.
Worldwide.
All right, we'll catch you guys on social media. To all the ninjas, thank you very much for the 2 hours. I'm out of here.
This is CliffCentral.com.